Usually the deal is done by now. But this year's campaign for governor is close enough for a race to the finish. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown has called in President Obama. Hillary Clinton, the presidential heir apparent, is scheduled for an appearance today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been here for the Republican Larry Hogan. Money is said to be pouring in for both candidates. This is so you can hear all those discredited and misleading commercials a few more times. Then again, some of us are pausing to make up our minds, finally. Some prognosticators say the outcome is closer than expected. True enough, and yet Larry Hogan had looked from the beginning like a candidate who might run well. He has. And yet, neither candidate has had much spark. Voters in some parts of the state, eastern Baltimore County in particular, seem restive or simply angry. They want change. That desire was a missed opportunity, if the polls are right. Neither candidate has stirred the voters to hit the polling places with change-driving purpose. Or have we all given up on change? A change election would play in favor of the Republicans. Democrats offer their next in line. They're depending on party label. Vote for the Democrats, a new rash of lawn signs urges. Local polls suggest some momentum toward Hogan. He probably needs a wave, something powerful enough to counter the Democrats' 2-to-1 voter registration edge and the party's get-out-the-vote advantage. The old Democratic hands are said to be worried. The old Republican hands live in hope. All we can do is vote.